Chapter 4. Death at the Mine. People of all ages stood around in small groups, talking in low voices. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 hours later. Hugh was standing with his father. One look at his father's face had told Hugh what he didn't want to know. Gareth was down the mine. Part of the roof of a tunnel had fallen down, and some miners were on the wrong side of the fallen rock. A team of men had been called in to help, and had brought up 10 men safely. As this group arrived at the top, the waiting families pressed forward looking for their loved ones. Gareth was not one of the 10. The mine manager came over to Hugh and his father.
"There's still hope, David," he said. "The team say they can hear noises behind the rock."
"How many are still down there?" asked Hugh.
5. It'll take some time before we reach them."
Hugh and his father said nothing, and the mine manager walked away to say the same thing to another family. During the long wait, David Thomas and his son Hugh stood together without speaking. From time to time one of them lit a cigarette, and they drank tea, which was given to them by kind neighbors. Megan came and stood with them and put her hand into Hugh's. She looked into his eyes and saw he was afraid. It was 10 o'clock when they brought out Gareth's body. He and 2 other men had died in the rockfall. The 2 others had been lucky. Gareth came home to the small house. His body lay in the front room, and his father sat beside him. The neighbors came to say a sad goodbye to the young man they had known so well. Hugh's father said nothing as people came and went. He sat by Gareth's side until it grew dark. When Hugh came in to say good night, it was as if his father hadn't heard. Hugh woke in the middle of the night and couldn't get back to sleep. It seemed wrong to be safe and warm in bed while his brother lay cold downstairs. He decided he would go and sit with Gareth. He got out of bed and walked towards the front room. As he got there, he saw the door was open a little. He stopped. By the light of the moon, Hugh could just see his father. He hadn't moved from his son's side. In the quiet, Hugh could hear his father's crying and his low voice asking again and again why this had happened. But his words fell into darkness and were lost. Slowly, Hugh turned and went back to bed. He stared into the night for a long time and let the hot, wet tears run down his cheeks. For a few days after Gareth's death, Hugh's father sat at home. He and Hugh slowly began to talk, first about Gareth, and then about Richard's death in the war in North Africa. Both of them cried and tried to help each other. But Hugh could see that deep inside, his father was angry. Angry because death had taken away 3 people he loved. his wife, Richard, and now Gareth.
"Just you and me now, boy," said his father. "I don't want you to go back down that mine."
"I've got to, Dad. You know that," replied Hugh. "What else can I do? There's nothing in Tredonald, only the mine."
His father said nothing. That evening, Hugh met Megan down by the river. It was their first time alone since Gareth's death. She listened as he talked about how empty the house was without his brother. Gareth had taken care of Hugh when he was younger, and together they had looked after their father. Without him, he felt alone.
"You're not alone," said Megan. "You have me. Nothing will change that."
She could see that Hugh was hurting inside. She wanted to wash it all away, but knew that the only thing she could do was listen. Hugh loved her for being so strong and understanding. Suddenly, he took hold of both her hands. "Will you marry me?" said Hugh.
"What? Yes, of course I will," smiled Megan. "But..."
"Don't say but. I know all about the buts," replied Hugh. "It's enough that you've said yes." They kissed, and only stopped when Megan felt the tears running down Hugh's face. Megan and Hugh walked slowly back towards her home.
"Hey, look, there's your mum and dad," said Hugh, watching as Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins closed the front door of the shop behind them.
"Yes, they're going to visit Aunt Mary," replied Megan. "You can come in, if you like."
They went upstairs to the flat above the shop where Megan and her family lived. Megan realized it was the first time she and Hugh had been there alone. There was a warm fire burning in the sitting room. They sat together on the sofa and talked, and Hugh cried some more. Megan held him in her arms until he was quiet. Then they started kissing, and their kisses became stronger and stronger. Megan got up and went out of the room. Hugh didn't know what to do, but just then she returned. She had taken off all her clothes and was standing there with the light of the fire behind her.
"Oh, Megan, you're beautiful," said Hugh. "But are you sure this is what you want?"
"Yes, Hugh," said Megan in a quiet voice. "Don't talk. Just come to me."
They made love on the floor. For both of them, it was the first time. And it was wonderful.